You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Hello, listener. I'm going to get started on another one of our essential movie podcast episodes. Movies from the 1980s, in case you weren't aware. I do have another voice that I'm going to be using on this podcast. No, I'm not going to be doing like imitation or anything, but what I have is a Google Mini device, and I'm going to be using it to give us a little bit of facts and synopsis of the movies that we're talking about. And so the goal there is sticking to my rule of not looking things up on my computer. I'm going to allow the Google Mini device to give us that information. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and insert our bumper.
This is 80-something podcast.
I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters.
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you.
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
To each other. And party on, dudes!
Alright, so next up on the 1980s Essentials podcast list, you know what? I jumped ahead. What the hell? I don't know what I'm doing tonight, man. Here's what it is. I've been wanting to record ever since this afternoon, and then life got in the way. So now I'm discombobulated, and so I was just about to jump into giving you the announcement as to what the movie was without even introducing the podcast name, which you know being Banzai Retro Club, and then without introducing myself, which you know, my name is Dave. The other thing I wanted introduced is, hey Google, say hello.
Hey Banzai.
So, that out of the way, we can now get to the what movie we're talking about now. And I don't know why I kind of try to make this like a surprise, because by now you would have seen the title from the episode and you know exactly what movie I'm talking about. But just in case, let's say you just went blindly and you selected the recent podcast episode for Banzai Retro Club, and you would have realized that we're now on the movie 115 from the Essential Movie List, and that being UHF. Released in 1989. And then this is where Google is going to come in for us. So, hey Google, tell us about UHF.
UHF is a 1989 movie directed by Jay Levy, starring Weird Al Yankovic, Michael Richards, and Victoria Jackson.
And what I've discovered now is by asking the right way, Google is going to be able to give us just a little bit more. So, hey Google, give us a synopsis of UHF.
Here's the synopsis of UHF. After losing yet another job, George Weird Al Yankovic wonders if there is any career that can handle his outrageous personality. When George's uncle, Stanley Brock, hands him the deed to a local TV station, George creates a series of television shows based on social satire and hyperactive humor, with the help of his best friend, Bob David Bowie. However, a rival station's bitter CEO, Kevin McCarthy, tries to destroy George's wacky programming, forcing him to fight back.
And then what I'm also going to do at this point is insert the trailer for UHF.
Listen, let's get one thing straight. Guns don't kill people. I do.
Channel 62 has the lowest ratings in the history of television. What they need is a new station manager.
No, not him. Forget it. No way.
A man of action. A man of courage. A man of vision.
What's your name?
Billy.
Billy what?
What they get is a man so desperate, he'll put anyone on the air.
Hey, Stanley.
Yeah, George?
How would you like your own TV show?
Okay.
You get the drink from the fire hose! Okay, you ready?
Yeah!
Open wide!
He's Conan the Librarian.
Today, we're teaching poodles how to fly.
We beat out the networks.
George Newman. He starts where the others stop.
We're the number one station in town.
Orion Pictures presents Weird Al Yankovic in UHF, the movie.
All right, now with all that out of the way, we're going to finally get to the point where I tell you I have never seen it. Here's the fun part of all this. Is just I interact with a lot of people on Twitter, and even co-host Scott, I know that there is almost a religious following for Weird Al. I know there's people out there that are just devotees of Weird Al. I'm not one of them. I'm not to say that I hate his stuff, and I have listened to the songs that have been released and got a lot of airplay. So I'm not to the point where I'm unfamiliar with Mr. Weird Al's stuff. But here's the cusp of it. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying. And I was going to go about this whole different way. Here, leading into this podcast, here's where I was thinking. I was going to go into this. I was going to make up a funny voice, and I was going to call myself a different name, and I was actually going to create a anti-Bonsai Retro Club social media account, and I was going to start like blaspheming myself as a host of a podcast. And then be very anti things like Weird Al. That's what I was going to do. And then I realized that it was just going to be too much damn work. And not something that I wanted to spend a lot of time in doing. So I'm not going in that direction. I'm just going to own it. I'm just going to own the fact that I am not a huge Weird Al fan. I've never been to a Weird Al concert. I realize that there is a degree of work that goes into creating the satire that he does. But I never really embraced it. And I think it's because, for some reason, I don't get into, pardon the expression, dumb comedy. And not to say that what he's producing is dumb comedy. I'm just saying that in my mind's eye, it's all it is satire of someone else's work. And a lot of times I just appreciate the original, and I don't need to see a satirical work that's influenced by someone else's work. Now, I know that some of you are going to be kind of up in arms and going, hey, Dave, you know, you said you loved Spaceballs, and that's a satire of Star Wars. So, you know, it's the pot calling the kettle black. I don't know how to address that, that difference in opinion. I don't know why, like, Mel Brooks films I like and enjoy. But then you get to Airplane, loved Airplane, but you get to other dumb comedies, and I can't get into them. I just don't enjoy them. A perfect example of this being when I finally watched The Great Outdoors after Rose and Scott told me, you know, it's something I should see, and I don't know, it didn't connect with me. So back to UHF, there hasn't been a reason for me to want to go see it or, you know, look it up. I know, I'm pretty sure I've seen it either on Tubi or Netflix. So, I mean, it's right there available, and I think it's free to play. But it's like with everything else that I've been wanting to watch or catch up on, this one just isn't going to be something that I'm going to be hitting play on. By the way, I just finished watching Jessica Jones on Netflix. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I just kind of sad knowing that that's going to be the final chapter that we get for the Marvel shows on Netflix. It's very well done, but at the same time, it's just sad that that's kind of the final installment. But I digress. So back to Weird Al. I know that there's people that I interact with on Twitter and various social media that are going to possibly listen to this. I don't even know if they listen to our show or not. I hope they do. And they're going to be going, Dave, you're fucked up in the head or something. I don't know. But they're not going to be fans of me not either having watched UHF or not a devotee to Mr. Weird Al. But it's just like one of those things where I'm willing to own it. And so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm owning it. I don't know if there is something about this movie that you, the listener, believe that it's very important that I do not go the rest of my days without watching this movie. I would love for you to express that. Leave us a voicemail by going to our website, which is BonsaiRetroClub.com. That's BANZAI. Or shoot me an email at McFly@BonsaiRetroClub.com. Yeah, email is still a thing. And express, you know, what you feel about UHF and why it's got to be one of those things that I make time for. But without that, without your input, I will go the rest of my days without watching this movie. I absolutely will. It would be helpful to know, why is this movie, why is this comedy better than, or not just a dumb comedy? What's the thing that sets it apart? That's what I want to hear from you. But it's got to be from the perspective of somebody that is at best, freshman level knowledge of Weird Al's, repertoire of his work. I appreciate the work that he does do, and I realize that he's got a spot in pop culture, but I just wasn't part of jumping on that bandwagon. I don't think that that's something I've got to apologize for, is it? Who knows? Anyway, this is me owning it and saying, yeah, I wasn't a subscriber to his comedy. Therefore, I didn't give any time to the movie. But I'm throwing this into your hands, your lap, to tell me why I should make time for it. How's that? How's that for a UHF podcast episode? I don't know if there's really anything else I can say to kind of cover this one or not. It would have been interesting to get Scott's perspective on this, but I just decided to record this without him. And once again, being able to do another episode where there's a movie that I haven't seen, which I always think is kind of interesting of how to kind of fill the time for that. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Hey, Google, want to say goodbye?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Well, I'll be that way. All right, so I already gave you the website credentials. I would like you to follow us on social media, being Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram. Hit subscribe if you're on your iDevice and listening to the podcast, or subscribe if you're in Podbean, or if you are in Spotify. These are all different avenues you can download our podcast. So whichever one you're in right now, just go ahead and click that little subscribe button or like or whatever it is that you can do to hit a review. That'd be great. And so have a great whatever, because I have no idea when the hell you're going to be listening to this. And just be excellent to each other. Bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 On the next Essential Movies podcast episode, we're going to try to get our $2.
Show you things you ain't ever seen.